Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I sort of had a crown, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Can he bring this back? 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, our good friend, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. She is here to talk to us about some things that maybe that really have already happened recently in Washington, and may be about to happen. Karen, give us a report on this reversal at the NLRB. This is really disturbing.
Yeah, it was a shocker. Last week, the National Labor Relations Board, they vacated a decision that they made in December of 2017, so December of last year, to overturn the really vague, expansive, and practical Obama-era definition of joint employer, which essentially took the immediate and direct control standard, the long-standing standard, and changed it into a vague, indirect, and possible, and, you know, reserved control standard, which really put in jeopardy every B2B relationship in this country, as well
but
as
especially the franchise industry.
Exactly.
So the Obama administration assaulted these kind of relationships, especially put major jeopardy the franchise industry. Then, as you said, in December, the newer NLRB reversed that, and now they're going back to the way it was. Explain that.
Well, you know what? It was so. Of course, it's all political, Jim. Surprise, surprise. Democrats in the Senate sent a letter to the Inspector General at the NLRB and said that the certain new people, or one new person on the board in particular, should have recused himself from that decision because his from the high band decision is what it was, because his firm in the past had was involved in the Browning-Ferris decision, which was another sort of key court decision in
right.
this whole joint employer deal. But really, it was a stretch, you know, to say just because
right.
you were involved in one joint employer thing that, you know, you had to recuse yourself because this was a joint employer issue. So, and of course, you've had labor union guys sitting on the NLRB before
right.
who actually advocated,
it was loaded up with labor people. Nobody complained the Democrats didn't say anything about a double standard there or conflict of interest.
Or the Inspector General didn't look into
right.
it at that point.
Right.
So it really was a stretch to say, you know, that this guy should have recused himself. He said, you should have recused yourself. And because of that, this is the board itself, you know, just said, well, we're going to vacate the decision then. I don't know necessarily if it was a cave or else if it would have been like...
Is this going to be permanent now? Is this going to stay? Going to stand?
Well, you know, this is the thing. I mean, there'll be other cases for the NLRB to make a decision on joint employer, but people would have to recuse themselves. I mean, you're not going to be able to, you know, you're not going to be able to actually have the board do this
right.
if members are going to continually have to recuse
But this is what you get when you... This is why elections matter, right, Karen?
It does.
When you change administrations, you change leadership in these agencies. That's just the way it is. You don't whine about it. You just do a better job and get your people elected.
Well, the bottom line is that this only, this only intensifies the need for the Senate to pass a bill called the Save Local Business Act, which was passed November 2017, and it passed the House in November. And essentially, it would, put back into place the common sense and longstanding direct and immediate control standard on joint employer.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to do this. I mean, even if the NLRB decision was not vacated, there's still a lot of this vague and joint this vague and expansive definition going on in other federal statutes and in state statutes.
But this is going to wind up costing a lot of businesses money and legal fees, isn't it, to get this fixed?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, right now you have franchisees. Yeah, franchisors pulling back on services to franchisees because they're saying, well, that would be a little bit too much of a control
hurting
situation.
Small businesses.
You can't use our software. You can't use our payroll.
Should not be happening. This should not be happening under a Republican administration. This is ridiculous. Karen, let's move over and talk about Dodd-Frank. Is this week you say there's going to be some adjustments to that?
Yeah, so there was a fair number of bills that passed the House already, you know, essentially lifting some of the Dodd-Frank restraints off of small and regional banks, some of the capital requirements, some of the regulatory stuff. And actually over in the Senate, I mean, this is an area where you do have some bipartisan support, and there was a decent bill that passed the Banking Committee over there, you know, particularly one that would lift some capital requirements off of regional banks. And a lot of small businesses get their loans from regional banks. But the left is really attacking, I mean, saying any type of move on pulling back of Dodd-Frank undermines the entire law. They're really beating up on Democrats who support this. But I still think that we're going to be able to get something through the Senate and then some type of compromise.
What do you think specifically will get done?
Well, I think
small businesses would recognize.
Well, I think off of community banks particularly, there's going to be a load of regulatory relief provided for them that will allow them to lend again. On regional banks where they have to have these immense amount of capital requirements that are sucking out a lot of capital and red tape and bureaucracy, I think they're going to lift those capital requirements to higher requirements, not Wall Street banks, but just regional banks. And then again, that will allow, you know, these banks to use their capital.
And those are the banks that were punished. Those are the banks that didn't do anything wrong to cause 2008, but they wound up being punished with everybody else. And they're still being punished, whereas the Wall Street banks are rocking and rolling. So hopefully they'll get that done. I know you're continuing to watch that, Karen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.